My first reading is a reading from the book of the prophet Ezekiel. The angel led me to a gate which faces the east, and there I saw the glory of God, Israel, coming from the east. I heard a sound like the roaring of many waters, and the earth shone with his glory. The vision was like that which I had seen when he came to destroy the city, and like that which I had seen by the river Chebnar. I fell prone as the glory of the Lord entered the temple by way of the gate, which faces the east. But Spirit lifted me up and brought me to the inner court. And I saw that the temple was filled with the glory of the Lord. Then I heard someone speaking to me from the temple, while the man stood beside me. The voice said to me, Son of man, this is where my throne shall be. This is where I set the soles of my feet. Here I will dwell among the children of Israel forever. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. The glory of the Lord will dwell in our land. The glory of the Lord will dwell in our land. I will hear what God proclaims, the Lord, for he proclaims peace. Near indeed is his salvation to those who fear him. Glory dwelling in our land. The glory of the Lord will dwell in our land. Kindness and truth shall meet, justice and peace shall kiss. Truth shall spring out of the earth, and justice shall look down from heaven. The glory of the Lord will dwell in our land. The Lord himself will give his benefits. Our land shall yield its increase. Justice shall walk before him, and salvation along the way of his steps. The glory of the Lord will dwell in our land. My brothers and sisters, may our Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew. Jesus spoke to the crowds and to his disciples, saying, The scribes and the Pharisees have taken their seat on the chair of Moses. Therefore, do and observe all things whatsoever they tell you, but do not follow their example. For they preach, but they do not practice. They tie up heavy burdens hard to carry and lay them on people's shoulders, but they will not lift a finger to move them. All their works are performed to be seen. They widen their phylacteries and lengthen their tassels. They love places of honor at banquets and seats of honor in synagogues, greetings in marketplaces, and the salutation, Rabbi. As for you, do not be called Rabbi. You have but one teacher, and you are all brothers. Call no one on earth your father. You have one Father in heaven. Do not be called Master. You have one Master, the Christ. The greatest among you must be your servant. Whoever exalts himself will be humbled, and whoever humbles himself will be exalted. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. So today we celebrate the Feast of the Queenship of Mary. And isn't it interesting that Our Lady, on her day of queenship, this Gospel is used for the regular day's readings. And it says, the greatest among you must be your servant. Whoever exalts himself will be humbled, and whoever humbles himself will be exalted. Is that not what Our Lady did? She came and humbled herself. She became the servant. Began, of course, right after she said yes to being the Mother of God. She didn't sit there and say, I got to take care of myself first because I have Jesus inside of me. If anyone ever from all creation had a right to say, I got to put myself first now, it was Mary. But what did she do? She got up, made haste, and she went and took care of her cousin Elizabeth, right? She left and was not concerned about herself, but was more concerned about Elizabeth. That's what it is for us, that we too, when we celebrate the queenship of Mary, we're saying we got to become like her, who of course was like Jesus, who left heaven, became one of us, died on the cross to take away our sins. Always more concerned about others than he is about himself. Mary always concerned more about others than she is about herself. Could that be said of us too? Always concerned more about others than we are about ourselves. Today, on her queenship, let's ask her to pray for us, that we too would live this type of life, that we would humble ourselves each day, that God may lift us up. May each of you know his love today and forever. Amen. God bless you.